Hi there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features, and we're in the boardroom at the Chronicle this afternoon, and I've got with me John Orpheus, an Oldham chap who has been gigging and playing music around the scene in Oldham for many years, and he's come to talk to me today about his Acoustic Eclectic Nights, which he's hoping to get running in the town very shortly. But firstly, John, I've not met you before, and you are a Leeds lad, a former Blue Coat school pupil, you tell me.
That's correct.
And you've been playing the scene for many years. So just give us a brief history of your musical career in town.
Sure.
Mate.
I could go back further, but I'll start in 1989-90, when I finished up running the Shack venue. Top of Middleton Road, formerly the Spotted Cow. In fact, it was the Spotted Cow when I first went in there, and the landlord of the time, a chap called Pete Shackleton, decided he was going to set it up as a venue. I got the job to put bands on, DJ, book bands, everything, run the venue side of it. He ran the bar, I ran the venue.
Yeah. So what kind of bands were you having on at this time?
All the bands that were around the Oldham scene at that time, like Bong, Smile Like Fools, Possible World Theory, there were so many, but they were all playing for us. It was one of the, there weren't many live venues in Oldham at the time. There was the Tokyo Project, obviously put some of the bigger acts on because it was obviously a much bigger venue, and there was the Castle, who were sort of playing at it at that time. Eventually that sort of replaced the Shack, I think, as being the main sort of small music venue.
Was you actually playing in a band at this time yourself?
Mostly just promoting. I was playing about with different ideas with musical projects at that time. But I was more promoter stroke DJ back then.
But you've obviously been in bands since, and you still play with Orpheus and the Rainbow that you can tell us about shortly.
Sure.
What kind of bands have you played in?
Lots of different styles. From rock bands, dub, folk, psychedelic music, generally different things, different projects.
Well, before we go on to this project, Acoustic Eclectic, your weekly nights you have on, just tell us about
Orpheus and the Rainbow. It started with a little fanciful idea that I had probably 6 or 7 years ago. I decided that I wanted to make a classic folk rock album in the style of a Fairport Convention or a Steel Ice Band sort of folk rock album.
Yeah.
Sort of hippie folk music is my roots. That's what I grew up listening to, and as well as rock music, and so it started out as an album project with I wrote to a dear friend of mine who was a local lad who's living in Sheffield now, Dean Tom, who's a fabulous musician and a good mate, and he agreed to help me put this thing together. So we roped a few musicians in, and between us, at his house and mine, with a studio, two small studios, it's like one. The recording was done at his, and the mixing at mine.
I see. So a very DIY project.
It was a very DIY project.
Yeah.
It sparked something because we completed the project, and the album, we had 100 copies of the album made, and we finished up selling them all at gigs, and it was such an enjoyable experience that, having done that, to allow it to evolve into a band. So we gathered one or two of the people who'd been involved in the recording and one or two people who hadn't, and made a live band, and we went off doing gigs and festivals and anything that came along. Medieval fair we did, and all kinds of different events that we played at under the name Orpheus Ghost Song. This would have been 2005 onwards, you're talking about up until 2011 or 12, I think. I'd had enough of the band, just of one or two of the musicians in the band.
I see. Musical differences,
Say. So I allowed it to disintegrate.
Yeah.
And then I actually took a break from music from public, really, apart from turning up at the odd open mic. I didn't really do anything for a couple of years. But during the time that the band was going, we set up Acoustic Eclectic at the Q Inn in Staley Bridge on a Wednesday night, and we did that every single Wednesday night for 3 years solid. But as that came to an end, roughly we're at the same time as the band, because I needed a break from doing that, because it had been very, very intense. A couple of years ago, 2 years in October, a lady who used to be a barmaid at the Q Inn had now become the landlady.
I see.
And said, invited us basically to go and, did we want to do Acoustic Eclectic again? Mm, I'm like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Mm, so we went back and started again. Same format as we'd done before. Special guest every week with an open mic wrapped round it, and a lovely event every week. And you know, we've met some wonderful people, great musicians. The standard always blows my mind, because there's such great musicians out there, singer songwriters and performers and poets and all kinds of things. So
Orpheus and the Rainbow then
is an extension of Acoustic Eclectic, really, because we host it the night as Orpheus and the Rainbow.
Yes, that's you and Helena.
My partner Helena.
Yeah.
Which is basically the Ghost Song Band, but stripped down to two people.
Right.
Which I'd like now at this stage to advance it again and turn it back into a band, so that next year we could go and do some festivals, as well as the festivals that I'm going to be involved in organising.
Yeah.
But the thing about Acoustic Eclectic is that because of the format that we use and this rather beautiful, splendid backdrop that we've got, which is very, very colourful and is all over Facebook and memorable, it sort of attracts a bit of attention. We were delighted to be invited to run the acoustic stage at the Hidden Beer and Cider Festival, which is at Heathrow Country Park.
Yeah.
On a farm. Right. The same place as where the Blackthorn Festival is happening.
Oh, yes, yeah.
A few weeks before the Blackthorn, they had this Hidden Beer and Cider Festival. One stage. I don't know how many acts were. It must have been 30 acts or something over 3 days.
I see.
All basically from our contacts from Acoustic Eclectic. It was only about a month ago.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks ago, we took part in Saddleworth Folk Weekend, where we ran the gigs at the Commercial, upstairs room at the Commercial in Upper Mill, where we did the same again. We put on a lot of acts over a couple of days.
I see.
We're going back doing that again next year. We've been invited to take part in the formation and running of the first Staley Bridge Folk Festival, which, all things being equal, will happen next year. And also a specific sort of, rather than a beer and cider festival, but it will be a folk beer and cider festival at Heathrow Country Park next year as well.
Very good.
So we're open to anything, really. Yeah, We've got every plan on going and playing more festivals next year. But we are looking for a venue in Oldham that might be interested in hosting what we do.
Yeah, of course, you said that, and you're quite keen to kind of get the word out about that, John. Mm-hmm. So you're looking for perhaps more musicians to get involved and like you say, chiefly a venue.
If we can find a venue...
Yeah,
the right venue for it, then the musicians will come.
Yeah,
because we've got the contacts, and I've got a diary full of phone numbers and
addresses
and
so these people, these contacts that you've got, what kind of music?
The Acoustic Eclectic is what it says on the tin. Acoustic, obviously, not heavy metal. or hip hop, it'd just be acoustic.
Yeah,
we use a PA. It's not totally unplugged like a folk club.
Yeah,
people mistake us for a folk club because I'm a bit of a folk musician.
Mm.
We do get called a folk club, but it isn't a folk club. It's an acoustic club. And eclectic, as you know, the word eclectic means anything.
Yeah,
so it basically means acoustic anything. Okay. So we have jazz, blues, rock, folk, all kinds of things. We even have a monologue guy. It's all sorts of everything.
Yeah, good. Well,
no rules.
I suppose it would be nice for an Oldham chap like yourself to get back in the town with this project, because it sounds great, to be honest.
I'd love to come back and do something in Oldham again. Mm. As far as venues are concerned, I haven't really got the Oldham contacts for venues in the town, mainly because I live up in the hills in Mosley. And we've, you know, the main focus of our attention in the last few months has been Staley Bridge and Saddleworth.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I'd like to say Oldham's next.
Yeah, okay then. Well, I'll put some contact details in for you there, John, and hopefully we can get this Acoustic Eclectic project off the ground in your hometown. It's been a great pleasure to speak to you, John.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Thanks for coming in.
No problem, mate.
Okay, cheers.